Hello, everyone. It's George from Ireland. Well, a grim milestone in Saudi Arabia, and that is it's got the highest per capita number of executions in the world in 2025, and the year is not quite over. I know why they go by the Islamic calendar there. So a minimum of 347 people were executed this year, and that's a slight increase over the previous year. There's an organization called Reprieve, which records executions in Saudi Arabia, and they're often published in the local press. Not so long ago, there were public executions in Chop Chop Square, as it was colloquially known by expatriates in Riyadh and other cities. And when I met an American live, they're saying, well, if you want to see Saudi culture, that's it. So the poor person coming out of whatever prison van, and there's an ambulance there, I mean, not for his sake, and the person is blindfolded, handcuffed. Often they said to be walking wobbly, about to faint, possibly drugged, but just terrorized, terrified, I should say, having been told hours before, this is the day you meet your doom. So make your peace with the Almighty. And just knowing so long in advance has happened to come, and then made to kneel on the sand, and there's a crowd there, the police holding the crowd back to make sure nobody films or takes photos, and the headsman will prick the guy in the side, he'll stiffen up, and that's when he'll have his head lopped off, often with a single blow. Astonishingly, with this razor-sharp sword, the person's head often comes off very easily. But anyway, it's horrific. I'm not in favor of the death penalty. Goodness, show mercy. Now, I know there's some evil people. There's some sadistic serial killers. That guy, Harry Roberts, a vicious, vicious person. I would not have mourned him had he been hanged. But the trouble is, you have the death penalty, inevitably, mistakes are made. No judicial system is perfect. Judges are only human. Jurors are only human. Innocent people are going to get executed. And whilst it will deter some murders, it won't deter others. Crime passionnel and things like that. But the shocking thing is in Saudi Arabia, people are executed for crimes which are far less serious than murder. Indeed, some actions which wouldn't be illegal in most countries, the police wouldn't even speak to the person for what people get executed for. In the United States, it's staggering. The opacity of their legal system is notorious. It's Byzantine, its complexity. It's completely arbitrary. Often these trials are held in Canberra. They don't always get legal counsel, even for a capital case, and so on. So this is the highest number of executions recorded in Saudi history. And very recently, two Pakistani men were put to death, but they're found guilty of drug trafficking and so on. So a man was executed for journalism this year. And remember, in Saudi Arabia, it's a crime to criticize the current king or any previous king of Saudi Arabia, even if he died hundreds of years ago. So it's almost an absolute monarchy. And they do have some sort of councils and so on, but political parties are not allowed and things like that. Homosexuality severely punished. Sorcery is punishable by death. I mean, do their witches fly around on broomsticks like ours used to? This is ludicrous. So this is just like out of the dark ages. So if the death penalty is to be allowed at all, it must be only for the most horrific offences and only when it's proven beyond a penumbra of doubt. And if the person to be killed at all, I don't know what's to happen, could it not be as quick and painless as possible? And that's perhaps the one thing that could be said in mitigation is apparently decapitation is about as painless as it gets. Goodness. So public executions, partly to intimidate the population. If you do anything we don't like, this is what you get. And indeed, prove the person's dead. But it leads to the general brutalization of society, the normalization of violence, which is why there's a lot of violence against women. And there's almost no redress for them in the case of wife beating. And this broadcast is not remotely anti-Saudi Arabian. The Saudi Arabians are really liked. I was offered a job there. I almost went to work there. We're obviously playing good Saudi Arabians. Saudi Arabians are victims of this as well. They're good and bad people of all nationalities. And I don't want them to live in a place where there's injustice. I don't want them to live in fear of execution, even if they are guilty, but particularly if they're not guilty. It really is staggering. They don't have a proper right of appeals process. The people who are executed disproportionately from the less economic developed countries, who are often expatriates and workers in Saudi Arabia, like Pakistanis, Bangladeshis, Indians, Saudi Arabians, Filipinos, Egyptians, and so forth. People from wealthy Western countries are never executed. They say, well, we could eat them up at the school. We could execute a few Americans and Germans or something. Well, I don't want that either, but it does seem discriminatory and so forth. And two of the men who were executed were minors at the time of their crime, and their crime was a peaceful protest. It's staggering. Peaceful protest is then called terrorism in Saudi Arabia from a genuinely terrorist regime, which terrorizes people at home and abroad. Like the murder of Jalal Khashoggi is one of the most notorious and best known examples of that. And indeed, the civil war in Yemen. Now, I know civilians always get killed in wars, but it seems that Saudi Arabia is deliberately targeting civilians time and time again, and indeed starving them to death. And there's another theory that the Saudi Arabians bombing civilians is actually just sheer incompetence, because it's all about wasta, as in influence, your family status. People are getting promotion in the military, not on the basis of aptitude or achievement, is simply connections. It's so nepotistic. So someone who's a complete doofus will get to be a Air Force pilot because of, you know, Bob's your uncle. And obviously they're screw-ups. And so we go on. So 2/3 of those put to death were convicted of possession of drugs or trafficking drugs and so on. And there are very few countries where that happens. So the government's trying to show that it's tough on drugs. Ironically, it's just legalized alcohol for non-Muslims with a certain income. Well, we know alcohol is almost as addictive as drugs and almost as harmful as some drugs. And obviously there's some people who will become alcoholics, who could have tried cannabis, not liked it, never did it again, tried cocaine, not got hooked in it, not particularly damaging to them. So for some people, alcohol is actually more perilous than narcotics. Okay, so it's terrible that they can do this. So what a monstrous abuse of human rights. And torture is very widespread in Saudi Arabia. That's very well known. Beating false concessions out of people, electric shocks. And their sort of Western people, like British people who had this done to them, came back and testified about that years later. Well, why would they make it up when they're free and out of Saudi Arabia? And, you know, Westerners tend to be treated with kid gloves. I remember Jonathan Aitken, that former Conservative government minister, trying to promote arms trade in Saudi Arabia, talking about some two British nurses accused of murder in Saudi Arabia, said they were treated very mildly by Saudi Arabian standards, which would just be simply decent by Western standards. And so you can't admit confessions were extracted under torture by the suspect himself or by other so-called witnesses. We know that torture is an abuse anyway, and so it goes on. So based on Sharia law, which is an inherently unjust system, where rape is only provable if there are four men of blameless reputation who witness it. Now, why on earth would these men witness it but not intervene to save the woman? It's preposterous. And so on. So it's a very cruel and grossly unjust system. There was a particularly sad case of a young man from Egypt, Issam al-Shazli, a poor fisherman who was found in Saudi Arabian waters and arrested in possession of drugs. He said he was coerced, which could well be true, and he was put to death. And many people were executed only for cannabis, which is the least dangerous of the drugs and so on. So it's very, very cruel indeed. Anyway, so some people are crammed into these fetid cells, allowed out for exercise very little, hardly ever allowed to wash, just food brought into the floor, have to grab it before it's gone. The strongest guys might get something. And then people, when it's decided they're going to be executed, are dragged out. And of course, they are shrieking in terror, pleading for their lives, struggling to live a little bit longer. So it's heartbreaking. Then there's a blood money thing. If you commit murder, if you can pay enough blood money and the family of the victim choose to accept that, you don't not only get executed, you get free. Oh, so if you're rich, you don't get the death penalty. So some people are executed for being poor, in effect. So again, that is totally inequitable. So wow. So it's a very, very unfair system. And I wish these people would be shown mercy. I don't want them to be executed. There is grave doubt about these people. Few of any of them had fair trials. But as they're trying to attract tourists, they're no longer executing in public. Sometimes it's said to be death by firing squad. And then the family, they don't get access to the body for a funeral or anything like that. They're not even told where the body is buried. So that was a horrific case of two people who were children at the time of their alleged offense going to a demonstration, Abdallah al-Darazi and Jalal al-Labab. They disproportionately execute Shia from the minority denomination within Islam and so on. So it's monstrous what's going on. It's just a screaming injustice. Why do I care this? Because I'm a human being too. It could have been me. I could have been born in Saudi Arabia. I could have been working in Saudi Arabia and that could have happened to me. Okay, so they're just as human as I am. They have all the same emotions, all the same physical sensations as I have. So we should try to have less violence in the world to build a more humane and kinder world. So, yeah, and there was Turki al-Jasser, who was executed this year, been incarcerated for 7 years, and he was accused of terrorism, as terrorism was what we would call journalism. He wrote some articles which were uncongenial to the tyrant. So this really is monstrous. And the real murderers, those who murdered Jamal Khashoggi, they've not been punished at all. Anyway, so this is really monstrous. It's really horrific. I mean, remember the scale of it. They've executed so many people. And per capita, when considered Saudi Arabia is about 35 million people, it's much, much more than China, with 1.4 billion people. It's more than Iran, which has got like 90 million people. And we all say, oh, the Iranian regime is so unjust because of this. And that is true. It is unjust. But Saudi Arabia is even worse. Okay, anyway, so thanks for watching this. This is not to be anti-Saudi. This is to be pro-Saudi, to try and make life better for everyone in Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabian citizens and others. Right. So you say, why am I sticking my nose in? Because I'm human too. So please tell me what you think about Ireland or the British Isles in general. Criticize my government. Criticize me. Go ahead. Hear your ideas. I might agree with you sometimes. Yeah, I'm not saying the Republic of Ireland is perfect. You're Saudi Arabian, other nationality. I welcome your comments, however critical they are. Right. Thank you and good night.